Okay, next case, please.
The next application is 11823 Vonnie Bird, Good Beginnings Preschool, seeks a special use exception to operate a daycare facility. Sections 115-23C5 and 115-210-3E of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southwest corner of Penn Street and Woodland Ferry Road. The 901 address is 10024 Woodland Ferry Road, Laurel. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 232, map 12.14, parcel 55. And again, this is a special use exception to expand an existing daycare. We had received no letters in opposition, no letters in support, and two mail returns. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Yep, Bonnie Bird. It's 30711 Penn Street.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, ma'am.
Hi. As stated earlier, I'm Ms. Bird from Good Beginnings Preschool in Laurel. We have been in business for the last 11 years, and I'm not sure if you guys are aware, but a daycare center falls under different Division of Child Care Services regulations versus an in-home. And over the last 11 years, there's, I think when I started, there was like 300 regs, and now we're pushing about 500 regs. So it's an animal that's constantly changing. On the first page, you see that we have to ensure that the center has at least 35 square feet for each child. We also have to make sure that there's rest equipment, depending on the age, cribs, pack and plays, and things like that. And the big issue is that they have to be 1.5 feet apart, whether it's a mat, a cot, a crib. The reason why I'm asking for 400 square feet is I need to accommodate the regulation of evacuation cribs. As you see by the aerial map, we are in a rural area. We have the baseball and softball complex in front of us. There's a huge agricultural field to our west. The only neighboring properties this lot right here, which I also own, so I am the neighbor. As far as any opposition, photos 1, 3, 4, and 6 kind of give you a view from the front porch, from the side, from the parking lot. Picture 2 in your handout, where that little window is, that's where we're going to add on the 400 square feet. That's our plan anyway. There is no step, there's no toilets, there's no sinks. It's basically 400 square feet to accommodate evacuation cribs. Picture number 5 shows some of the evacuation cribs that we have. They are massive. They're about the size of this podium. In the past several years, emergency procedures have been put in place for child care licensing that in case of emergencies, whether it be an intruder, a shooter, a burglar, a fire, a hurricane, a state of emergency, if we have to evacuate children, whether they're infants, they're toddlers, if they can't run out behind us, in front of us, we have to place them in evacuation cribs. And staff members are running these out the door. They're steel reinforced legs, they're on big chunky industrial wheels. And like I said, they're about the size of this. So we have to now have specialized cribs, but we also have to keep them 1.5 feet apart. So yeah. So as you see in picture number 5, we have cribs lining one entire wall, down a partial wall, and then another partial wall. So they're overwhelming, they're taking up the room, and each child that's in that room has to have one as well. So we're asking for 400 square feet just to accommodate the 1.5 feet apart on each side of the crib, not so it's so overwhelming. Because my other choice would be to add 400 square feet and put them all in storage and wheel them in and out as they're being used throughout the day, which doesn't really make sense. So.
Okay.
And as far as the, like I said, in picture number 2, where that window between that exit door and the window, that 400 suite, that's where it's going to go. It's going to take up part of an existing playground, partial of the playground. So we're not impeding on driveways or.
Just have that window.
Yeah, it's a small, we have a larger playground in the back and we have a small playground on the side.
see that.
So the actual blueprint of the building and its playgrounds aren't going to change. We're going to keep it within where it sits. So basically, I'm trying to keep my regulations and obligations to childcare licensing in accordance with the building issue.
How many kids are you going to have?
Well, currently I have 42. So if we add on 400 square feet and I can move those cribs out of the way, it creates a bigger crawl space. It does give me the potential, based on childcare licensing, 400 square feet allows me four more students, and then I can hire either two part-time people or a full-time person.
How many employees do you say you have?
I have seven currently.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you said 42. I was going to say, wow.
42 kids.
Oh, 42 kids.
42
right.
kids. Yeah, right. Yeah, different ages, 6 weeks all the way up.
And what are these things that you said you got to have? You have to have for protect the children?
Yep, and number five, they're called evacuation cribs, and they're very large.
Did I miss something?
Yeah, it was what was sent down.
No, I'm saying, John, did I miss something in daycares? Do you have to have, is this mandatory?
We have to have an emergency escape plan.
When was this?
They started talking about it years ago.
Right.
They went into effect January 1st of 2015.
Okay.
So, yeah. So they give you time to, like, transition from a crib that you could buy at Walmart or have the parent bring in to these evacuation cribs.
Holy darn. I think I just learned something here about we're not concerned with that. You know, that's... But that's interesting. Does all daycares, centers?
Yeah. If you're a center, if you're an in-home, it doesn't apply to you. But if you're an actual center,
it's center.
Well, thank you for the information.
Yeah.
That was,
they have steel reinforced wheels and frames on the bottom, so you can get multiple children in them in order to get them out of the building. They'll go downstairs without breaking wheels.
That's in case of emergency and anything like weather or like you said.
Yeah.
This day and age shooters or whatever, right?
Yeah, and we have to have, you know, a plan in place in case we have to contact the fire department if we have to get emergency services out there to pick us up, to transport us to shelters and, yeah.
Sounds like we're going in the right direction anyway.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Can you both stop? Mr. Mills, do you have any questions?
Yes, the question before the board is only one question, simple, and... you can answer by, I guess I would ask the question, has the use substantially affected adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties?
No, like I said, in the picture you see, we're right across from the ballpark, and then we have the field on the side, and then the only property that's bordering the daycare center I actually own as well. So.
And will eight additional children, in your opinion, have a substantial effect adversely to...
I have the potential with 400 square feet, according to childcare licensing, to be able to take four, which would create a job opening, possibly two part-time job openings. If I can't and I can't accommodate the cribs for each child, then I'm going to have to limit or reduce the number that I'm currently serving.
Right. You're just asking for eight additional children. And the question is will it not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring and adjacent properties?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Burgess?
She answered mine.
Mr. Burgess?
This has nothing to do with that, but when you take those kids outside, you got to be underneath a shelter?
Yeah, and you can see that in picture two. That is part of our back playground. If you blow that, if you blow that up, I think it's on that one too. That's an old photograph as well with aerial. Yes. In picture two, there is a large overhang. We have to provide a shaded area. It used to be we could have picnic tables and umbrellas, and they went away from that, and you have to actually have a permanent structure for shade.
So if you had a disaster or something happened, you take those kids out there underneath that?
Well, no, we have an evacuation plan. We have a school bus.
Oh, you do have a school bus there?
We would have to take them to a shelter.
Okay.
Yeah.
What age are they?
6 weeks up to school age if it's after school hours and they're with us, so.
If you had a recreation, you would take them outside. Would there be no cover over them at all?
No, we would take them to the school bus. The school bus will, we have a school bus that we actually own.
Oh, okay.
So the bus will pull up to the front door. We would shuttle them out the front door, cribs and all, and then leave the cribs, get them on the bus, and the bus has seat belts.
Okay, I'm in the fire command. I never knew that before.
Luckily around here, if something happens, I think everyone's going to come get their child, but it's just in a case of another 9/11. If communications go down, then a plan has to be in place.
Yeah, I never heard that before.
Me neither. I learned something here tonight.
Who does this come under? Homeland Security or the state?
It's out of my pocket, I can tell you that. it's a lot.
That's a good one.
It is. That's well, a good each answer. Year, it's, each year there's one or two more that they tackle on.
The state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Each year daycare goes up.
It should.
Out of my pocket. That's pretty good.
That was good, man. Okay. Mr. Sharp, do you have any questions?
I have no questions, thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant states that the request will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring properties. We didn't hear any testimony to the contrary. I make a motion we approve case number 11,823.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Bills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,823. All those in favor, Mr. Rickman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Werman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by voting 5-0, case number 11,823 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good night. Thank you.